This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Radio and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check them out. You can also check me out on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. You can also call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. And yes, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, I was just noticing during the break, again, why, for the life of me, I don't understand why it is that the American people have conditioned themselves to subject themselves to the opinions of those that you know don't know how to tell the truth. We just heard Hillary Clinton, who is legitimizing herself with the use of the CIA-controlled, state-controlled media by keeping her out there. Folks, this is the person that continuously lies to the American people on a daily basis, that has committed crimes under her and her husband's criminal administration, where they committed the act of treason. ChinaGate back in the 90s. Now we know that Hillary Clinton is also funding her presidential campaign by stealing away the land of ranchers because there's uranium ore on their land and selling it to the Russians. Folks, that's called treason. But for some reason or another, the American people, they just put their ear up to the mic and see what old Hilla Beans has to say today, as if to suggest that anything she says is true. Now, I want you, because I've said this about Barack Hussein Obama, we're hearing a lot of anti-gun rhetoric once again, and I'm going to be talking about that today because I want to show you that time and time and time and time and time again, when these crimes take place, criminals are the ones committing the crimes, and it's interesting to note that the victims, time and time and time and time again, are for some reason or another in a gun-free zone, as if to suggest that the government in the United States of America can tell you where you can, law abiders, where you can use a gun and have a gun, and where you cannot, folks. I thought these rights that God bestowed upon you were thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. Why, indeed it is. Going back to Brock, I've already shared with you that those that support Barack Hussein Obama without are America's sworn enemies. And again, here we see him defending the Muslim that committed the act of murder concerning the innocent people in Orlando. Again, he's defending the Muslims again. And what he's doing is he's going after the guns again. Now, he's doing that because he wants to deflect your attention off the crimes that he himself commits against you, the people, and we the people as well. He doesn't want you to pay attention to the person person pulling the trigger, he wants you to go ahead and look at the specifications of the gun and highlight the gun and the crimes, as if to say the gun itself committed the crime without a responsible party actually pulling the trigger. No, we deal with the person that pulls the trigger. We don't blame the gun. But here we have an individual blaming the gun, the President of the United States, once again, blaming the gun and defending the criminal. Why is he doing that? Because that's exactly what these people have conditioned themselves in the face of the American people to accept. Now, I just said that Barack Hussein Obama, his support comes from without. And I'm talking about those that are without friends. They're sworn enemies to America. Those within, we know who supports him within. Those that run counter to the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Okay, so America, going to the responsible party, which would be you, all 318 million people, why do you tolerate the crimes of a small portion, the leaven that leaveneth the lump, the foxes that spoil the vine? Why is it that you tolerate their crimes? Okay? If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Because, again, when you're speaking of the left, you're speaking of those that are violating law, those that are lawless. They have no rights, folks. They forfeited their right when they committed crime, which is a violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Now, going back to Hillary Clinton, we just heard her anti-gun rhetoric, too. As if to say, folks, this is the criminal. The one with a criminal record is as tall as I am. Folks, I'm 6'5". From the ground up, I am 6'5". Her criminal record is at least as tall as I am. And she's sitting there saying we need to get rid of the guns. Folks, why are these people so adamant about you being disarmed? Furthermore, friends, let me ask you the question. Why is the President of the United States defended with guns? Why do we defend our congressmen with guns and our senators with guns? Why do we defend our governors with guns? Or what about even the celebrities, if you want to call them, the demoralizers of the faith in Hollywood? Why do they have a right to defend themselves? Even at sporting events, friends, there's guns that are there to protect the people, right? Or we're to defend our jewelry stores, we're to defend our banks, we're to defend our office buildings. We even defend our factories, and we even defend our courts. But isn't it interesting, friends? We don't defend the people in which those that serve we the people, where they derive their just powers from we the people. For some reason, those that represent we the people that are defending themselves against we the people have convinced you that you don't have a right to defend yourself against them if need be, or any other criminal as far as that goes. And isn't it also interesting to note, as I shared with you last week, in the military, folks, there ain't bulletproof glass on their windows. Hey, folks, they're subjected to the enemy at every step. Defenseless in many cases, right? But for some reason or another, you've fallen for the fact that politicians, they can have bulletproof glass. They can arm themselves. They can defend themselves against you. And all the well knowing that you know they are as crooked as the day is long, and yet for some reason or another, you put your ear up because you want to hear what they have to say, as if to say what they're telling you is the truth, when you know that they are criminal all the way to the core. I don't understand it. You know, it's also interesting, friends, when we speak of our children, you know what they have in front of schools? They have signs that read, "This is a gun-free zone." I mean, do you not get the correlation? Now, saying all that to say this, Hillary Clinton, who supports Hillary Clinton? Your foreign enemies. They don't want to blame the Muslims, friends. They want to give America over to the Muslims because this is who is supporting them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to come right back after this break and I'm going to show you foreign countries that gave Hillary Clinton's foundation millions. So again, they don't want to condemn the acts of those that are at war with you, America. They want to get rid of your guns so they can give free access to those that do want to kill you, because that's exactly what they're doing.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm saying a lot during the first segment, but I am saying it line upon line, precept upon precept. Why is it that when these acts that are committed by America's sworn enemies, namely the Muslims within, they demonstrate their hatred for us on a daily basis, but the President of the United States of America continuously defends them as he opens the gates to them. Have you not figured out who the enemy is, America? Because the enemy is not without, he is within. It's called sin before God, first and foremost. And secondly, your sin is finding you out. What you tolerate is what's destroying you. And then I was talking about Hillary Clinton, who was not, folks. Not condemning the acts of the Muslim that was committing the crime against innocent people in Orlando. No, of course not. She has to defend them, and I'm about to tell you why she has to defend them. Because between Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, there is no difference. It's called treason, America. It's called treason, America. And I want you to understand that who is supporting the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. You already know, America's sworn enemies, both without and within. Okay? And who's supporting Hillary Clinton? America's sworn enemies, both without and within. And by the way, as far as her presidential campaign goes, she doesn't have the support that you may believe that she does have. And the only reason you would believe that is because you're believing the lie that you say that you don't believe in. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You got to open up your eyes, friends, and the only one that can do that is Jesus Christ, like it or not. And that's why they're at war with God, which is humorous within itself. It's a war that man or the arm of the flesh will never win. Anytime, anywhere. It's never going to happen. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia gave $25 million to Hillary Clinton. That's a Muslim nation. But they're blaming the guns, friends. They're not blaming the people that did it. No. Again, they're deflecting attention off of themselves because they're just as guilty as hell, literally, as the people that are committing the crimes, and they want your eye off the ball. Not on the gun, not on the shooter, of course, because that would make them just as guilty. They don't want you to pay attention to the crimes that they commit against you. They want to just say it's politics. And they just want you to accept the fact that they're demigods and they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And I just shared with you, friends, that they themselves are armed against you, but they're anti-gunners. They want to disarm you, America, so they can make way, easy access to destroy all those that would oppose their reign or their regimes. State of Kuwait, $10 million. To the Hillary Clinton Foundation. Government of Norway, $25 million. UK Department for International Development, there was $5 million that was given. United Arab Emirates, there was $5 million given. Folks, these are Muslim nations, some of these are. A majority of these are Muslim nations. Another one gave $5 million. Another one gave $25 million. These are all going into the Hillary Clinton Foundation. Why? Why are these coming without? Because they can't get the support from the American people. And keep in mind, many of these countries want to destroy you, and she's taking their money to do their biddings for them. And yet she's sitting there talking about her anti-gun rhetoric. Well, how about you first? You know, it's like those people, friends, in parallel. Those people that talk about world overpopulation, which is a bunch of phooey from A to Z. Get up in an airplane for 5 minutes. You know what? Those people that say we have to decrease the world's population, I say, okay, you first. You first. No, of course it doesn't apply to them. It doesn't apply to their great ideas, friends. It always applies to us, the peasants. Us, we, the people that they serve. Us, we, the people that they serve, friends, as representatives, not leaders to take us into hell. No. Just the exact opposite, friends. In America, you need to set the record straight together. You do. Hillary Clinton, putting the microphone up to Hillary Clinton's mouth in an attempt to legitify her lies that you know she's telling. And the American people are right there. And folks, furthermore, when you hear Hillary Clinton talking about, you know, that, and they can just go out and buy a gun. She didn't condemn the act of the Muslims. No, of course not. Because she's getting all of her money. A good portion of her monies are coming from the Muslims to do the things that they're bidding. And that's exactly what she's doing. Disarm them. 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 Why? Because an armed people can resist. They don't want any resistance. They want you disarmed, America, so they can overthrow you. And isn't it interesting that every given lone wolf crisis, if that be the case, isn't it interesting how every single time, without condemning the murderer, they always blame the gun? Every single time. Well, why do you think that would be, friends? Does common sense come into play? I hope so. Because common sense, from a Christian perspective, which we are as a nation, in Luke 11:21 says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. And by the way, tyrants know that. And wasn't it Vladimir Lenin, under Stalin's regime, who said one man with a gun can control 100? Of course they can. What do you think this is about? In America, what's sad about it is a good portion of you right now saying, yep, yep, oh, I totally agree. Yep, I totally know. Yep, I totally agree. What are you doing about the knowledge that you've been given concerning these people? I mean, folks, when you're going back to the likes of the Hillary Clintons, like I was just talking about, keep in mind, all this propaganda is bought and paid for. And notice how it's always used as fear to paralyze the people. Well, folks, fear to paralyze the people to do what? To arm you? To secure your place? And to deal with the enemy? Or is it to subject yourself to their idea of disarming? I mean, folks, how stupid can stupid get? I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. Is how stupid can stupid get? Folks, I could sit here for another 5 minutes and share with you the foreign countries, the Muslim countries that are supporting Hillary Clinton's campaign. And yet in America, she cannot legitimately get the support. She does not have the numbers. Neither does Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, the joke is on you, America. Yes, the joke is on you, America. But the fact of the matter is we're in a position today because the American people have allowed it to go this far. And by the way, as I've said so many times before, friends, it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again and again and again and again and again until America, you stand up and say it's not going to happen anymore because we're not going to tolerate it anymore with our actions. And we're going to begin to resist and we're going to begin to call them out for what they are. And we're going to care enough about our posterity to actually stand up and fight for them. That's the message that needs to be sent. That is the message that needs to be sent, friends. You know, instead of arming the people, they want to disarm you. How much sense does that make? If that wouldn't have been a gun-free zone, I guarantee you this Muslim would have only probably gotten away with killing 3 or 4 people max, not 50 people. I mean, think. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper said, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is the only intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. Did you hear me, America? Never live your life where the enemy doesn't fear you. I just got an email this morning from an individual. Oh, you know this ISIS threat? They got a hit list on people in America. Who is ISIS? Folks, we've been down that road a million times. How is it that the President of the United States, everything he does benefits ISIS? And yet we had even Hillary Clinton, speaking of which, who came out just last week and she admitted that that ISIS was created. In her confusion, she blurted the truth out. I mean, folks, come on. You're afraid. And how is it that ISIS, which, by the way, is a modern day SS, it's a hit team. And isn't it interesting? Those that they're aimed at are the opposition with corruption in government. It's what they need to get rid of. And they're blaming it on ISIS because the American people are too blind to open their eyes up and understand who's been committing these crimes against we the people since day one. I mean, you have an administration arming foreign drug lords in Mexico, blaming the American people when they were busted through Fast and Furious for the crimes that they committed. And America didn't figure it out. No, it's those drug dealers. It's those drug dealers. Let me take it to another bunny trail to that. Hey, folks, you wouldn't have a drug problem in America neither if Americans weren't buying the drugs, right? So what's alluring those drug dealers in here? Off point, but I'm saying two different things. Folks, who is responsible for Fast and Furious? Who's responsible for actually entertaining your sworn enemies in the White House on a daily basis? You've been told it. You've been called out. You've been shown it. You've heard it. Now respond to it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put your feet upon the Constitution, which is based upon the Word of God. It's common law, America. It's the Mosaic Institution in America, which nobody can deny. I want to kind of contrast what you're being told again. Here you have criminal Hillary Clinton calling for the disarmament of the American people. I don't care what she has to say. Folks, she belongs in prison at least. Her husband belongs in prison at least. Why you continuously listen to that rhetoric and why the conservatives of the day continuously put the mic up to her criminal mouth bewilders me to no end. It really does. I want you to listen carefully. This is George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. These are your forefathers, okay? This is why they're so opposed. This is why King George was calling your forefathers terrorists. And again, keep in mind, terrorist is defined out as government by intimidation. Again, name called dissenters, browbeat them because they won't fall into line, and hopefully some stupid people out there will actually believe what I'm saying is the truth. Hope these people. And it's the same thing Barack Hussein Obama is doing today in America. Same thing with criminal Hillary Clinton and criminal Barack Hussein Obama are doing and saying. But listen carefully. To disarm the people is what these people want to do. This is what your forefather said. Is the most effectual way to enslave them. I don't need to add to that. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Common sense. You know, you watch videos quite a bit, friends, or at least I do, because I've got a lot of homework to do every day before a radio show. But it's interesting to note that when criminals are caught on video walking into a place armed, when someone else is armed in that room, for some reason they bail really quick. They get off sight if they're not shot dead first. Isn't it amazing how that works? How come we're not talking about that? Take some time to watch videos where criminals walk in armed, and all of a sudden, little do they know, there's someone in there that has a concealed weapon in hand to defend themselves with, and all of a sudden, they begin to take defense and offensive positions towards that criminal. That criminal's out of dodge if he's not shot dead first. How come we're not talking about that? And by the way, that's why these dictator wannabe, these tyrants, the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, and Hillary Clinton, who has a Muslim advisor, keep all this in the mix here, friends. It's interesting how they never talk about that. No, the guns are the problem. 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 Then why do you have them all around? Why are you stocked up? And why do you have Secret Service? Why do you have them armed to the hilt protecting your little criminal backside? Because the American people know within themselves no longer do you serve them. You're protecting yourself from the people that you're called to serve because the American people have caught on to the fact that you're not working for them. You're working for foreign governments to destroy America to establish something called a New World Order. Little common sense comes into play. So here we have it. Here's Barack. Here is Hillary Clinton. Disarm those get rid of those guns. Look at those guns. Look at those guns. Don't look at the Muslims. Look at those guns. Look at those guns. Don't look at the criminals. Look at those guns. Look at those guns. Got to get rid of those guns. Got rid of those guns. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that they're guarded by Secret Service? Even the Pope came in to America just not, about 9 months ago? He was talking about the anti-gun rhetoric just like along with all the other New World Orders. But yet he had security around him that was armed. I mean, hello. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason. George Mason also said, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention June 4, 1788, he said, who are the militia? Listen to me, America. George Mason said, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. Exactly right. Those public officers don't want you armed. Why don't they want you armed? Because they want to arm themselves against you so they can control you and enslave you, America. They want to enslave you. I'm looking at a list of 15 other times President Obama had to address mass shootings during his presidency. And the question is being asked is why so many mass shootings under his criminal administration? Because whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. That's why whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And isn't it interesting how they decry and they speak out against these atrocities, yet they send your boys and your girls over to fight unconstitutional wars, and they come back in boxes, and they bury them 6 feet under the ground. And by the way, these are the same people that don't want the press to get involved by taking pictures of our boys coming back home in boxes because they don't want you to see the price being paid. Because had they showed you that, the wars would stop. See how that works? But folks, I'm looking at these shootings. April 3rd, 2009, November 5th, 2009, January 8th, 2011, July 20th, 2012, August 5th, 2012. Folks, all disarmed people. All disarmed people shot dead by criminals who didn't care if they had to get a permit or not. Shot dead by criminals, not law abiders. No, the law abider is said by these corrupt politicians that you accept, America, as to who can carry and who can't. We just seen last week the 9th District Court in California said it's not constitutional for people in California to actually carry and conceal and carry. Folks, you're working for them. They're not working for you. You got the roles backwards. You need to remove the judges. And you need to start at the bottom and go all the way up and deal with corruption from the bottom all the way to the top. More shootings. December 14th, 2012. September 16th, 2013. April 2nd, 2014. Isn't it interesting how when all these tragedies took place, he was always blaming the gun? And no matter what he had going on, he would interrupt those proceedings, and he would bring up the fact because he had to remind you of all the gun violence. Is anybody paying attention to all the gun violence from the city that he supposedly came from, Chicago? How's that working out? Is anybody paying attention, or are you just listening to what you're told, friends? Are you taking it for face value? Have you ever noticed that things just don't line up? Because what they say and what they do are two different stories? Yeah. That's how it works if you pay attention. That's why Jesus said, judge men by their fruits. Listen to James Madison. In contrast, the Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated. Why are you letting corrupt politicians violate your rights, America? Because keep in mind, your rights are not taken away. They're forfeited. So don't sit there and call me up after the show and say, no, what are we supposed to do? They're taking away our rights. You need to remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4. And if you don't want to do that, then don't complain about it. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? This is James Madison, the fourth president, the father of our Constitution, a well-regulated militia. Who's the militia? You are. Composed of the body of the people, America, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. What would have happened had there been someone armed in that club in Orlando? This Muslim who's a sworn enemy that already understands in his creed that non-believers of Allah, right, of Allah must die. Either convert or die, convert or die, convert or die. I mean, that's a pretty strong God, friends. I mean, either you do it my way or else we're going to kill you. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ at all. Convert and save your soul and do good to mankind. I mean, folks, this is doctrine of devils from A to Z. But what would have happened if someone would have been in that room armed? I don't care if he'd have walked in there with an RPG or a cannon. It wouldn't have mattered. It would have been one shot. He would have been history. But again, what are they doing? Well, you know, shooters now are saying that the father said this wasn't about his religion at all. And Orlando nightclub and gun-free zone pledged his allegiance to ISIS on 911 call. And folks, you got to ask yourself the question too: how many of these are planted? How many of these are set up? I mean, you get a lot of these dummies that are willing to sacrifice themselves. Isn't it interesting that these people will sacrifice themselves because somebody else told them to do it? Well, why don't you go to that somebody else that said it'd be a really good idea and you're going to be in heaven with Allah, which is untrue, America? Well, if it's such a ecstasy and it's such a haven and it's such a place of joy and exuberance, well, why don't you do it first? Lead by example? Of course not. Of course not. We gotta get some useful idiot that will believe the things that we don't even believe, say these corrupt individuals, to do it for us. It's for the good of all of us. Well, if that's the case, man, you got the biggest heart here. You go first, and then I'll follow suit. They don't operate that way, folks. They gotta use stupid people. People that don't know the difference. Drugged up. By the way, many of these people are drugged up. And they've been indoctrinated, which isn't an excuse to commit crime against anybody, but that's what they do with these people. But again, friends, going back to Orlando, what would have happened? Can anybody tell me what would have happened had there been someone at that door that was armed in that gun-free zone, said some corrupt politician? Now 50 people are dead and 50 others are injured. And the American people swallow the pill and drink the Kool-Aid. And then when things like this happen, they're still trying to figure out, what do we do? Hey, use a little common sense.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, do so, folks. There's tons of information as to what's going on across the country. Again, giving it to you the way the state-controlled narrative does not. Folks, we're giving to you what they ought to be giving to you. That's just the bare facts here, friends. That's the factual information that you need that they don't want you to have. That's what we're giving you. Been talking about what's going on in your country. What would have happened if there'd have been an armed guard inside of that particular club yesterday when 50 or the other day when 50 people were killed by a Muslim who it's his duty to kill infidels. He did what he believed that he was told to do. Right? What would have happened if someone, and like I said, folks, what if it didn't matter if he had, he could have drove in there with a tank. Someone had a sidearm and got inside that little hole. They could have took him out, but he was subjected just like everybody else was. The difference was, is he was bearing arms. He used a weapon to kill innocent people. That's a part of his demonic faith, friends, is to kill many infidels as possible. For the good. For the good of who? And again, here you have the White House. They're not condemning this. The likes of Hillary, they're not condemning this. Why? Because they're funding these people. And why do they want to disarm you so bad, friends? What's the end aim? To enslave you. That's why. There's no resistance. That's what they're looking to do. Remember, necessity is the plea for infringement of every human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves, said William Pitt the Younger. Oh, we got to get rid of those guns. We need more gun control, more gun control, more gun control. Now, does that just apply to us? Here's the American people. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I'm just kind of curious, sir. As you're bowing down to them and waving your arms up and down and yes, politician, what is it that you would have me do? I'm a zombie and I haven't taken the time to read the founding documents because I'm ungrateful for the gift of freedom. And I'm just going to take it for face value that whatever you say must be the truth. But I have one question for you, oh, wise one, demigod politician, that... Wait a second. Why is it that you have the Secret Service around you? I just need to know that. I need to have the answers. Can you share with me why you're armed? But we can't. Oh, you know, but if you say it's better that you're protected and we are not, that makes perfect sense to me. Or here's the other version of the American people. You know what? Can you believe what those guys are doing? Hey, honey, hang on a second. I'll be out there in about 15 minutes. What time's that game starting? Okay, hang on. I'll be right back. Can you believe what those guys are doing? Can you believe what they're doing over there? Tell Bert I'll meet him up at the have a couple drinks with him at 5 o'clock tonight. Yeah, no problem. Can you believe what those politicians are doing? I mean, folks, you know what's maybe we're supposed to just change with the times. Okay, so you went from being an armed people to have government where they actually served the people. And now it's to the point where you're serving them, they're arming themselves against you, and you're trying to figure out what the problem is. Richard Henry Lee, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, a militia. You are the militia, America. When properly formed, are in fact the people of America themselves. And include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. Hey, by the way, that includes my wife. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms. Richard Henry Lee said, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. I have pictures online, friends. When they used to tell the truth of kids in 1956 bringing their rifles into show and tell. This used to happen all the way up until the 70s, until you started to allow a bunch of corrupt politicians to have their way because you wanted to believe the lie that you knew not to be true in the first place. Because you knew it would take a little skin, or there'd take a little skin to be a part of that game to actually stop these tyrants. And instead of doing what your forefathers did when they said, hey, if there's going to be trying times, let them come in my time, not my children's. Now it's just, no, let it fall to our children. And I can hear someone saying right now, there's nothing we can do. Let me tell you something, there's everything in the world you can do. Resist. Hey, America, let it ring from the housetops. Resist. This is the creed of your forefathers. Resist. And the only way that you're going to resist is when you are born of the Spirit, folks. It's just a fact. John 3:3. Like it or not. Resist. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. 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 Saith Scripture, saith our forefather. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where you're to submit to anything that violates God's moral law. You are to stand up against anything that violates God's moral law. That's called sin. Patrick Henry, speech to a Virginia ratifying convention, June 5th, 1778. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Hey, by the way, downright force that corrupt politicians use through corrupt law enforcement against innocent people. Either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. America, whenever you give up that force, said Patrick Henry, you are ruined. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined, America. Whenever you give up that force, America, you are ruined, said Patrick Henry. The great object is that every man be armed, that every man be armed. Why? Because you have a God-given right to be armed, and you're not to ask corrupt politicians for, friends, you're not to ask corrupt politicians for permission to obey God. The great object is that every man be armed, every one who is able might have a gun. Now, let's go back to Orlando. What do you suppose this Muslim murderer, what do you suppose would have been his thought had he had seen someone standing at that door armed? Do you think he would have went inside there? No way. These guys are cowards. They're cowards. They're preying on innocent people. Hey, folks, it reminds me of what Ben Franklin said. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. That's exactly right. And here we have a bunch of sheep inside of a club that just went along to get along. Bah, bah, protect us, Barack Obama. And we know that you're actually entertaining these people that are trying to kill us in the White House. But we'll just act like you're really not doing that. Bah. And then 50 are dead. And then they stand before God and they wonder why they're there. And Lord looks down on him and says, wait a second, what are you guys doing up here already? Not that he didn't know that. Well, we were killed by a guy that was armed. Well, he's going to look at you and say, what about those rights that I gave you? You were listening to the wrong people. Now look where you're at. It's all over with. You were listening to the wrong people. This may be considered as the true pallidum of liberty. The right of self-defense is the first law of nature. In most governments, it has been the study of rulers to confine this right within the narrowest limits possible. Wherever standing armies are kept, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms is, under any color or pretext whatsoever, prohibited liberty, if not already annihilated, is on the brink of destruction. What are they pushing for, friends? By the way, that was St. George Tucker, Blackstone's commentary on laws of England, 1803. What are they doing? Let me go to one more, time permitting. Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress 750, August 17, 1789. What, sir, is the use of the militia? That's you, America. It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. When governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Who attacks you more than the state-controlled media, friends? And when are you going to get over the fact that these people are nothing short of a bunch of propagandists who are at length going to fall into the hole, just like Joseph Goebbels did when he committed suicide and killed his whole family before facing his judge? How'd that work out for the Judas of the day, you little stinking propagandists? Huh? Well, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, you sure are. Now, I want you to understand that you're on the same piece of land that we are. And when you're done doing your job, you're the first one to go, because you can't be trusted on the side of Satan nor on the side of God. You're a loser. You're the worst of men. You're un-American. You're a criminal. It's time to wake up, friends. Reciting quotes from your founding forefathers. America, you are the militia. You have a right to bear arms. And Hillary and Barack, both of them, friends, belong in prison. Deal with it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.